anything you want, toll free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. In fact, you get to create the content. So what you see on the front page of the site is created by listeners like you. Maybe even you put it there. Because what you do is you find something that you think is interesting or outrageous or fun or whatever you think our listeners would appreciate. Submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It then appears on the site. It can be voted up. It can be voted down. And all of that voting and submitting and everything else on the site is totally free. So go to freetalklive.com. With you in here tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
Hey, so we're going to go right into the phones here, Allie, and talk to somebody who, unfortunately, you weren't able to see today. You were probably at work, I imagine, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So Rich Paul is with us, and he's calling from jail. Unfortunately, he was not released today. I think the best-case scenario today would have been our friend Rich Paul, by the way, was facing 100 years in prison. We'd been saying 81 years, but apparently that was incorrect. He was actually facing 100.
Well, at that point, it wouldn't matter, right?
Right, yeah. He was facing a life sentence in prison for selling cannabis, basically, and what was purported to be LSD, even though he didn't purport it as LSD. They still found him guilty of it anyway. But looking at a lot of years in prison, the best-case scenario today would have been time served and, you know, maybe with some suspended sentence or something like that.
That's what I was crossing my fingers for.
Man, it would have been nice because it would have been cool to have Rich out in time for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is coming up in about a week. But unfortunately, it was not meant to be, but thankfully the 100 years was also apparently not meant to be, and Rich is with us from the Keene Spiritual Retreat, a.k.a. the County Jail. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks a lot, Ian.
Hey, man, it's always good to have you. It was great seeing you in court today. I'm actually just finishing up the encoding of the video, so everybody who was not able to be there, and that's most of our audience because the courtroom only holds like 20 people. We have the courtroom full of people. In fact, there were more people than could possibly fit in the court. They were out in the hallway, and you didn't get to see all of those folks.
I'm sure that never happens when they just pick, you know, your average person they pick up for possession.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt they get close to filling a courtroom.
Your average person, you're lucky if you get mom and dad to come out. And in this case, Rich's mom and dad actually flew out, I think, or drove. I'm not sure, but they came all the way from Michigan. And they were, your mom's a very sweet lady, Rich. She's very nice. And it was great. They got to speak, to your character, to the judge. And the judge actually made himself look as human as he could during, his interactions with your parents. There's a lot to kind of tell, I guess, to recap here, but what were your thoughts? Do you want to share what your sentence was, Rich? Where do you want to start?
Well, let's see. My sentence was a house bullet, or a county year, that was much less than the prosecutor had asked for. He had asked for one and a half to three in prison. Just so you understand the difference, in prison there's no good time, there's bad time. So it's one and a half plus whatever extra you get for misbehavior while you're in there.
Really? I did not realize there was no good time in prison. That's interesting.
Yeah, that was what the babble was about, the 150 days per year.
Mm-hmm.
So potentially a year in prison can be a year in 5 months.
Wow.
Whereas a year in the House of Corrections is a maximum of a year, but if you don't lose any good time, and I've never lost any good time in the county jail, and I spend a lot of time here, it maxes out at 1 year, and it could be as little as 8 months.
Well, you've already been in for almost 2 months at this point, and yeah, the rule in New Hampshire is two-thirds? I think two-thirds.
You have to serve two-thirds.
Right.
So basically, I could be out as early as somewhere circa December 18th.
Oh, really? Okay. So, yeah, I was thinking like seven months from now or something like that. So that's great news, and that's presuming that everything goes smoothly inside the jail. You were previously talking about a hunger strike, as I understand it. I imagine that's off the table at this point, because that'll get you segregated, and that'll be a strike against you for good time.
Yeah, and, you know, also because I was mostly thinking hunger strike if it was a completely outrageous sentence, especially if the judge did more than the prosecutor had asked. That wouldn't happen, so...
What would you have considered an outrageous sentence?
Hmm?
What would you have considered an outrageous sentence, like an example?
I would say pretty much anything more than the prosecutor had asked.
Right, something that coming down real hard from the judge. And I have to say, he did throw me off a little bit with when he was sentencing you, and folks who will watch the video later will see this. I think the sentencing is worth watching. I'm going to upload a raw video. You're going to want to jump through some parts of it because there's just some dead zones. I recorded through everything. Whenever the judge left, I still left the camera recording. So you get all of that. You get the whole scene, basically. And when he was about to read the verdict, he kind of prefaced it with a statement about how he doesn't consider politics. That's not his job, because there were, you know, statements made by both the prosecutor, the defense attorney, and Rich Paul, and actually his mom and dad. But statements that were of a sort of, I guess, political nature, you know, about the drug prohibition and marijuana and all that. And the judge kind of, you know, blew that off, and so that kind of made my, you know, stomach sink a little bit when he was saying that, because it felt like he was preparing to say, here's the really hard sentence,
right.
You know, like, I don't listen to what you have to say, and here's blah.
But, well, as a political issue, marijuana prohibition has been definitely on the liberty side of things for the most part, I would say.
Well, one of our listeners, I think, or maybe not a listener, but over at Free Keen on Facebook, when I posted about what the judge was saying, he responded by critiquing the judge by pointing out that, well, the judge says he doesn't, he can't consider politics, but then he makes a political statement.
Sure.
about how he is sitting there every week as a judge, and he sees these people who have their lives ruined by drugs, and they all start with marijuana. I mean, which is, it's the old gateway drug excuse, which we all know. Anybody who knows anything about the war on drugs and who's done any manner of cursory research knows the gateway effect is nonsense. Isn't that right, Rich?
Well, I would say so. I mean, for one thing, correlation does not imply causation. You can say that most people who do heroin have smoked marijuana, and that's absolutely true. I don't debate it. Most people who have done heroin have also consumed alcohol.
Most or breast milk or formula.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, most people who consume heroin have consumed beef prior to that. But
right.
Nobody says that beef causes people to take heroin. So that is a big thing. The other thing is there's much more correlation, just logical correlation, between the use of marijuana and the use of heroin, in that to use either of them, you have to be willing to break the law.
That's true.
To some extent. So that screens out a certain number of people and leaves only people with that in common.
Right, and the government zone is...
Either you have to have a desire to be somewhat intoxicated, and that screens out some people.
You know, the Government Zone Institute of Medicine study in, I believe it was 1999, determined that the gateway effect was nonsense. So the government's own paid-for study determined that, and one of the points that they made was that the gateway effect, if it exists, only exists because of prohibition, in that if you are purchasing cannabis on the black market, there's a good chance that whoever the drug dealer is that's selling it to you, unless you're getting it from the Silk Road, there's a good chance that the drug dealer is interested in selling you something else. You know, if that drug dealer sells cocaine or heroin or whatever the other products are, because in a lot of cases in the black market, drug dealers sell more than just marijuana. And so the person has kind of entered into this underworld where they're exposed easily to these other products while they're just seeking cannabis. Rich Paul, you can stick with us for a few and talk more about the sentencing, right?
Groovy.
Hang on. More with Rich in moments. You got a question for him? He's got plenty of time. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. So if you've got a question for Rich Paul, heroic activist who stood up and put his life on the line in an attempt to end the war on drugs, or at least help hasten the demise of the war on drugs, even if he had won his case, it certainly wouldn't have ended the war immediately, but it would have sent a real strong message to the politicians and everybody else paying attention about, you know, how this This needs to end. And, in fact, it is ending slowly here and there. There's some good news out of Vermont about marijuana decriminalization, which just passed yesterday into law in Vermont. So that's great news. In fact, I know that Rich Paul mentioned during his sentencing hearing today, as he was facing up to 100 years in prison for selling cannabis, that he wanted to move to a state that has medical marijuana. And, unfortunately, New Hampshire does not yet have medical marijuana. It may at the end of this year. There's that a very real possibility of that, but it's a pretty weak medical marijuana bill, and it needs a lot of help.
It's worse than the ones in Mass and Vermont.
It's worse than anything I've ever heard of. It's really bad. It's been really watered down. But that's the political process for you. So we're going to continue with Rich Paul here in moments. He's going to be live with us from jail at the Keene Spiritual Retreat, as we like to call it. Our number is 855-453. And if you'd like, you can connect with us on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, you can also, and you can't do this if you're in jail, but if you're not in jail, you can go to bitcoinstore.com to order more than 500,000 items that are ready for immediate shipment. Now, these are mostly consumer electronics, and they're good, good quality, real brands. These are the brands you trust. You're just going to get them at the best price, likely, because there's a 0% markup. So you're paying what bitcoinstore.com is paying for these products from their wholesaler. And they're passing them on to you at that discount because they want to encourage people to spend bitcoins, to show people that bitcoins can buy real things.
Right.
And it's an interesting proof of concept. It works. I've been toting around my tripod in a fancy tripod case that I purchased from bitcoinstore.com, and you can go and check out their items right now at bitcoinstore.com. We go back to Rich Paul. He is back with us here. As I said, you stood up for your freedom, Rich, and everyone else's. And I have to say, I really appreciate all that you've done, and obviously a lot of other people do too. You've been getting coverage in Vice.com. Also, Business Insider recently published an article about you. The courtroom was full of supporters today. Even your parents stood behind you, which that's nice to see. I mean, a lot of times somebody gets arrested for a drug charge, and mom and dad don't want to even associate.
Well, the most impressive thing to me about this whole experience with Rich Paul was that he showed such integrity when he didn't go along with the police when they wanted him to narc on people and, you know, this like full blown intimidation campaign against him. He stood his ground and went by with his principles when a lot of people who you expect to have these principles end up being a big disappointment. Rich Paul made it through without having to, sacrifice any of those things.
Rich, your comments.
I appreciate it. And one more comment on the gateway drug fallacy. There's a when they overblow the dangers of marijuana, they run the risk that people will smoke marijuana, find out that what they're saying about marijuana is not true, and then say, well, maybe I should try heroin and find out if they're lying about that.
Sure.
Yep, that's absolutely
And if anybody is thinking of doing that, heroin, cocaine, and meth are just as bad as they say. Don't do it. Most of the prescription drugs, too.
Yeah, it was interesting during your trial, in the undercover videos they were playing. There was a one point where the undercover guy, this narc, is trying to get you to sell him various things besides cannabis. And at one point he asks you if you can get him some oxys or some oxycodones, which essentially is a legal version of heroin to some extent. Mm-hmm. It's an opiate. And you basically told him no because, as I believe your words were, that's bad juju.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good because it showed that you had a conscience. You weren't this, this mindless drug dealing machine that would just sell anybody anything that they wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, if I wouldn't take it, I wouldn't sell it. I would consider it unethical to sell something you wouldn't take.
No doubt. So you're in court today. You had a great group of supporters there. The sentence came down. It was a year in jail. That means you're not going to prison, thank goodness, because prison, as you said, you don't get the good time. You also don't get to see as many people. It's much more difficult to have visitors when you're in prison. There has to be like a pre-approved list of visitors, and it's not necessarily easy to get somebody on that list, from what I understand. People have to drive a greater distance to come and see you. So this means, because you're still in, you're going to be kept in the same jail where you are calling us from right now. That means that anybody who's coming to New Hampshire, anybody coming to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, can stop off at the Keene Spiritual Retreat, a.k.a. the Cheshire County House of Corrections, and come pay you a visit. I mean, that's one of the nice things about being in that jail.
It's true. And whoever you are, I would be happy to see you. If you think I'm wrong about the war on drugs and you think it should be continued, come and debate me on the subject. I'll debate you for 30 minutes after
right.
that.
That's how long they give you.
Yep, absolutely. So, Rich, I mean, I presume we're going to continue hearing from you throughout these next 7 months. Obviously, you're not done. There are post-trial motions. Do you want to reveal any post-trial strategy to our listeners?
Well, we haven't. There's such a variety of possibilities for sentencing that really, until we knew the sentence, we couldn't discuss post-trial strategy. So that's going to happen on Monday. I'm pretty certain, especially in light of the 3 years for both probation that they passed on, I'm certain that I will be appealing the verdict, and that will give us a chance to mandate better jury instructions than the one that I received for jury nullification cases.
Yeah, one of the really tough parts of this trial was that your jury instructions were very bad. Now, in New Hampshire, there's a law that was passed that actually allows juries to be instructed about jury nullification, which is, of course, your right to a vote not guilty as a juror. In fact, we're going to talk to Mark Schmitter, who spent 100-plus days in jail in Florida tomorrow night on the show, talk about his experience. He was jailed, I don't know if you know about this, Rich, but he was doing jury nullification outreach out in front of a courthouse in Orange County and was jailed for that. So we're going to hear about his experience. These courts do not want to talk about jury nullification. They are willing to, in some cases, jail you if you try to inform someone about it. But you were able to talk about jury nullification because you're in New Hampshire. It's legal to do that here. But what happened was the judge did not read jury nullification specific instructions during the jury instructions and made it sound to the jury like they had to do what the judge said.
Right.
So, Rich, stick with us here. We'll bring you back here in moments. 855-450-FREE. And there's still a fundraiser going on for Rich Paul for the appeal. We'll talk about that and take your calls. Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lend back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products, and be sure to check out the expo hall filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit, but hurry. Tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
And we've got Rich Paul with us. We're going to get right back into his call and what happened today at the sentencing. There were some things that happened that Rich was not privy to because he was not yet in the courtroom. And something else that happened out in the hallway, I can share that with you as well. Coming up, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 17th through the 23rd. There's bad news, unfortunately. Lou Rockwell has some sort of a family situation, as I understand it, and will not be able to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But the good news is that Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center will be sitting in. And, of course, David Friedman, Mary Ruart, Bob Murphy, and many more will still be there. So there's going to be a lot of fun happening with well over 1,000 people who are actually pre-registered for this event. That's, as I understand it, a record. And every year, the Porcupine Freedom Festival continues to become more and more popular. And it's just so much fun to be around people who actually love freedom, people who are going to do something about achieving liberty in their lifetime. That's the point of the Free State Project, is to bring 20,000 people who think like you and I do, Allie, people who believe in liberty, people who not only believe in it but are going to do something. They're going to get active. That's the purpose of the Free State Project, to bring activists to the same place. We've already seen that that works with well over 1,000 people already in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Some of those 1,000 people are going to be at Porkfest.
Right.
But Porkfest attracts a lot of people who've never been to New Hampshire before, people who it's their first time coming up here to visit this New Hampshire and check it out and see what it's like to be around other people who love liberty. Because if you're like me and you're from, like I was from Florida originally, you were from Alabama.
Yep.
Where I come from, there was hardly anybody that cared enough about freedom to even go out to a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe I would have been around 15 people at most, and that would have been during some kind of presidential election on an election night party. You know, usually it would be 5 to 10 people that would come out to any given libertarian meeting that I would go to in Sarasota, which is a market size. It's pretty decent. I mean, there's like 500,000 people that live in the region.
Right.
And now I live in a place with a fraction of, I mean, one-tenth, less than a tenth of that population, and or, you know, maybe about, yeah, I guess about a tenth of the population. And there's so many more activists here. There's many.
Porkfest serves a lot of different purposes, because not only is it an opportunity for people who have that problem where they're not around a lot of liberty-minded people, that they can have a week where they get to be around a whole bunch of them, too many that they could ever possibly meet.
It's a big recharge, I'm sure,
right.
too.
And, you know, it spurs a lot of activism and good work after Porkfest. I know it's people coming out with new projects and everything. So besides that, you just get to meet a lot of different kinds of people. Like, whatever your perception of a libertarian is, prepare for that to be blown away, because you're going to meet, like, you know, stuffy prude types. You're going to meet, like, really liberal, you know, socially loose types.
Yeah,
you're going to meet all kinds of people.
The whole range of the liberty movement attends the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and Rich Paul's been to more than one of them. Rich Paul's with us from jail, the Cheshire County Jail, also known as the Keene Spiritual Retreat. And Rich, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Any reflections on Porkfest? Unfortunately, you won't be making it this year due to having to spend several months in jail, but we're going to miss you. But you've been to some, so what would you say to somebody who's never been?
Go. Porkfest is a blast. I've always loved it. I went to two before I moved to New Hampshire. After going to two, I knew I had to move to New Hampshire, and quickly.
Now, you were talking about leaving New Hampshire after the jail sentence, possibly moving to a state in which they have medical marijuana, and I mentioned to you that Vermont, actually just yesterday, they passed decriminalization of up to an ounce. So you might not even really need medical over there. It's going to basically be a traffic ticket. As I understand it.
Well, we were just talking about how even in Keene, they're doing this drug court thing where people who would, you said, be charged with felony drug possession charges, instead of going to jail, they'd have intense supervision and, like, basically be forced into, like, a rehab.
It's still
going to
suck.
Right.
I mean, drug courts, no, it's not really that much better than regular court.
But some would arguably say it's better than jail.
What do you think, Rich?
Well, it depends on whether you're actually an addict. If you're actually an addict, then yes, you're better off going to drug court, mm-hmm. because you may well get the the medical help that you need. And I attended Alcoholics Anonymous for a long time. I think that's a good thing if you need it. And I was actually very surprised that, you know, after being in it from 18 to 40, when I came out and I started experimenting with alcohol again, I didn't have the problem again, which was not what I expected. But, you know, if I ever do get to a point where addiction is an issue or alcoholism is an issue, there's definitely something to be said for going to treatment or for going to AA or MO.
I guess there is something to be said for not filling up a prison cell, and they are going to be targeting people who are, you know, multiple offenders that are facing prison time, felons, essentially. So you can, I guess you can give them some credit for that, but at the
it's
same time...
It's just a different way to coerce people, because,
because they're not choosing it.
I might rather go to jail. At least no one there is telling me I have to, you know, whatever, an Alcoholics Anonymous, a lot of times the courts make you go there, and they push this God concept on people who might be atheists,
yeah,
or whatever.
That's true.
I wouldn't appreciate that.
Well, plus, if you're forced into treatment, it just isn't as effective. I mean, period. So, Rich Paul, good to have you back with us here. Porcupine Freedom Festival, by the way, for those that don't know, you can go to Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. I didn't even mention when it's happening. It's June 17th through the 23rd, so we're talking about 10 days from now. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live throughout Porkfest. We'll be there every single night, so we look forward to seeing you there. And, Rich, I don't know, what else do we need to cover here? There's obviously a lot that transpired at your hearing today.
I want to know why they only... Why, Rich, do you think they only sentenced you to a year and not more or less?
Well, I think partially, you know, I think they didn't expect me to reoffend. You know, I think I did establish a certain amount of credibility with the judge, and have throughout this process because, you know, I haven't lied to him. I haven't said I didn't do it. You know, I haven't said I didn't do what I did do, you know. The only thing that I've denied is that I purported the acid to the LSD, and I did not. I purported it to the acid.
Well, there was one other correction.
I don't know what that means.
There was, well, okay. So do you want to explain that?
Yeah, basically acid, in 1980, if you brought acid, it would absolutely be LSD. There is nothing else that it could be. Or I'm sorry, in 1950 or 1960. In 1980, if you brought acid, it could be LSD, but it could also be LSO, which comes from the seeds of morning glories, I believe, and has a very similar effect, and they just hadn't discovered it up till then. Now there are a number of designer drugs which are indistinguishable from LSD basically by taking them, or close to indistinguishable. The differences are very subtle. And you have to remember that in the drug business, the way you really find out what something is, I mean, there's what the guy told you it was, but then the way you make the determination is you take it and you say, okay, what is this doing to me? Does this feel like ecstasy? Does this feel like acid? Well, 2CL, which is what I sold, feels like acid. It's in the acid category, if you will. There are other designer drugs that feel much more similar to, say, MDO or MDMO, and they would tend to fall into the ecstasy category.
More in moments here with Rich Paul live from jail. If you've got a question, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Cerederm. Cerederm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Cerederm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Cerederm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Cerederm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. If you have a question for Rich Paul, he's with us, I think, for the remainder of this segment here. And, of course, then we'll open up the phones to absolutely any topic at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm. You can connect with us that way if you prefer. And we will take your calls about anything at all. The we tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
We're going to bring Rich right on back here. And don't forget, if you want to support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by amping the show. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And basically, it's a way for you to help us get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if those things are valuable to you, if you enjoy the show, amping really makes a big difference for us. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It was the AMP dollars that allowed us to go, Mark and myself, to the Talkers Convention in New York City yesterday.
Would you say it was a great trip?
It was a great trip. I had the honor of being able to actually do the introduction speech to the yearly Freedom of Speech ceremony. So they have these Freedom of Speech awards. There's one given out every year. And, you know, it's prestigious amongst the talk industry. So I actually was honored to introduce the publisher of Talkers Magazine. It was 2 minutes, and I got to talk about the media and how obedient they are to the state, and how that the people who ask tough questions and the people who don't stop recording when they're told to turn their camera off or their microphone off, these are the people that protect our liberty.
Wow!
So
powerful
cool.
Opening statement.
Yeah.
Is doing public speaking different from doing like radio public speaking?
Totally.
Because I know you had some experience. You've got some experience already with public speaking. This wasn't like your first event doing that. But is it like scarier to do it when people are looking right at you?
You know, that's a good question. When I was younger, I was terrified of public speaking.
It's the number one fear.
When I was in government school, and Rich Paul is back with us as well. I don't know how you feel about public speaking, Rich, but what changed for me was when I was in college and they started letting me pick my own speech topics. And when I could actually talk about things that I was interested in, and at that time all my speeches were about marijuana, then it wasn't a problem. Then I became more comfortable giving speeches in front of people, and these days it's not a problem. Really, if I had any critique of myself, it's that I didn't take enough time to memorize the speech. I just don't want to spend the time doing that. But luckily, I wasn't the only one. You know, there were other professional talk show hosts who have been around the industry much longer than I who went up there with notes and, you know, read their notes, mm-hmm. basically. If you're familiar with it enough, you can kind of look at your notes and then look up at the audience and then look back at the notes, and that's basically how I did it. And the publisher said he was real happy with it, so it went over very well.
Well, besides wanting to be there to support Rich, part of the big reason I was disappointed for not getting to go to the trials, because I know that Rich is a great public speaker, especially about this subject, which he's interested in. And I've, you know, heard him speak at 420 events before, and he's always got great points to bring up. So, especially in this context where, not everyone around necessarily agrees with him about it.
Well, that was one of the interesting things about your hearing today, Rich, was that a lot of the stuff that I wish would have come out in the trial, and I think would have had you testified, but a lot of that stuff came out today, and it was interesting. You basically just went and said what you really wanted to say about your role in the war on drugs and being an activist and who you were, and all of that's been captured on video, so our listeners will be able to see it later, probably later tonight at freekeen.com. But that was something where you didn't really, I mean, you had notes, but you weren't really referring to them that often.
He doesn't need notes.
And you really did a great job today.
Well, thank you. And I'm really hoping that somebody cuts out that excerpt where I'm speaking and posts it as a standalone video.
Okay, I can do that.
For one thing, my father would like to hear it because he couldn't hear a word I was saying.
Right. Yeah, I'll make a note. I'll take care of that. That's no problem.
Groovy.
Go ahead.
Public speaking makes me very nervous. If you watch when I'm getting started, I'll be shaking. I'll have my knee will be shaking a mile a minute. But once I get started, it's all right, you know. But it's just getting over that hump that for me is really scary. Once I'm over the hump, I tend to do pretty well because I'm thinking about what I'm saying and I'm not worrying that much about the audience.
So there's more to come, by the way. For our listeners just tuning in, Rich Paul was sentenced for selling cannabis today, sentenced to a year in jail. He was facing 100. So it could have been a lot worse. Got a year in jail. There's some probation, 3 years of probation. There's a multiple suspended sentences hanging over his head for 6 years. The suspended sentences, as I understand it, are consecutive. So if they do impose them, you could be in jail for 15 more years. But ultimately, and that would be prison, rather. But so
actually, they're consecutive to the year in county, but they're concurrent with each other.
Oh, really?
If I understand it.
Okay, maybe I misunderstood it. It's so hard to really follow all the sentencing because we were listening as they were sentencing him for 5 charges, and there's all these details and, you know, this amount of days and then this amount of years and probation and then suspended sentence, and it gets really confusing.
The judge probably doesn't even know what the sentence is.
Well, sometimes...
It does get confusing, and for some reason they seem to think that it matters how many charges you're serving time for at a time. So, you know, if it was me, I would just, you know, put the same sentence on the whole package. But they like to make things complicated.
Yeah. So, Allie, any other questions for Rich tonight?
Well, you said that he has 3 years of probation. Is that right?
At this time, unless that can be reconsidered for some reason, yeah.
Have you been on probation in New Hampshire before, Rich? Like, I don't know what that consists of.
Not in New Hampshire, and it actually leads to something that I wanted to get back to, which is the possibility that I might leave the state. If I do leave the state, I don't expect it to be permanent. I expect it to be rather like what Derek Jay is doing, where while he has suspended sentences, he's not going to stand around under the sword of Damocles.
Right, because why would anyone who loves liberty want to stay away from New Hampshire unless they absolutely have to, right? Because this is the best deal there is. If you love liberty and you're an activist, there's nowhere else to be.
Right. So basically, what I would probably try to do, or possibly try to do, is get my probation transferred to a medical marijuana state where I don't have to worry about piss testing.
Yeah.
And then once I'm past that, or once depression becomes covered by the New Hampshire medical marijuana bill, I would have every intention of coming back.
That's awesome news, and I really just appreciate everything you've done for Liberty, and I'm glad that I could be here to do whatever I could, and we'll continue on the outside here, because there's more to come. As you said, there's post-trial motions. You know, you can always put in a motion to reconsider. There's a possibility of reconsidering the sentence. There's a possibility of, you know, possibly getting a new trial. There's, you know, maybe an appeal. And there was a fundraiser going on toward the end of having an appeal for you, Rich. And I want to remind people that they can still contribute to that. I had heard that it had closed, but it looks like it's still open to me. So if you want to, you can go to richpaul.freetalklive.com. And that'll take you to a Facebook event where there's a link to a GoFundMe page, which currently has $3,100
wow.
that have been contributed to it, $3,165. That money is being doubled. So whatever you contribute to the Rich Paul fundraiser, the appeal fundraiser, there's somebody else is going to match that amount of money. So we're still looking to perfect this appeal. At least I think you're still planning to do an appeal, I presume.
Yeah. Now, do you know anything about whether CD Evolution is going to get in on the
act? There's some rumors about that. CD Evolution's kind of been sitting dormant as far as publicity over the last few years.
Yeah, I haven't really heard much about that.
Yeah, that's right. There hasn't been much publicity around it, but the good news is they have been collecting money from people this whole time. So they do have some money that they've been sitting on. At CD Evolution. So that's the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. It's something that was set up several years ago to support people like Rich, and there's a very real possibility they may step in as well. So, again, to contribute to Rich Paul and support him for standing up for ending this insane war on drugs, please go to richpaul.freetalklive.com to get details on that. And, Rich, any other final thoughts for tonight? It's been great having you on, as always.
No, thanks a lot for having me, and don't give up the fight.
Right on, brother. Appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Good
great
night.
To hear his voice.
Yep. All right, so we'll come back with more here in moments. Hour number two is on the way. I've got a load of stuff to talk about here tonight. The Vermont decriminalization, we could get into a little bit of details on that. Plus, great news coming out of Boston for the 20-year-old who is, or 18-year-old rather, rapper, who was looking at 20 years in prison for some of his rap lyrics he posted on Facebook.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. Hour two's next.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at SealedWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealedWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, rerolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealedWithClubs.eu. No seals or marks in the making of this advertisement.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.